But now to today's topic, and it's a bit scary, this one, and because it's so feasible, but once you click onto a link, you're gone.
Okay, what we're actually talking about, for your listeners, it's an email phishing scam. To be honest, the majority of the ones that we see are not particularly of high quality, but this one, I've let you read it, yeah. And I'll introduce it to the listeners in a second, but what did you think about the quality of this one?
As I said at the start there, it makes sense. See, someone is writing to you saying, look, you're using something which you can't use, and you probably don't understand that, but this is, I've got photographic ownership of this, so you've used an image, you've got to go to this link and drop it, otherwise we'll have to take action. And of course, once you go to the link, you're gone.
Exactly right. What a clever way for these people to do, you know, when I say these people, the criminals, to gain access or control and drop some nasty viruses into a system. So you have cyber criminals who can, if they want to, go through the effort of trying to hack into a system or hack into a network or hack into a device, or they can persuade you to do it for them.
Absolutely.
And this is the way they do it. It's an email that's targeted for organizations of any kind. It drops in some information there that we haven't seen before. It's quite new for us in the district. And what it's suggesting is that the recipient of the email has used images that are subject of copyright.
Yep.
The sender of the email is considering a legal action. Now, what they then do is present a link and say that, well, the images that you have used, in fact, are contained in this link, and so is the evidence of the ownership, the copyright evidence. Please go here and have a look. And it ends with quite a well-worded threat about court action if you don't do so.
Anyone listening would say, well, that makes sense. What the hell? What do you do? I guess the big thing here is the only place you can go to is the link. So if it ever happens, you would normally expect, okay, you must call this number now or something like that.
So the link would be loaded with viruses of all different types that will in no way be good for your systems.
Yep.
Do not interact with the link. As you said, there's no other option. There's no return phone number. There's no business location or business name or business address that you can refer to locally to go and speak to people or follow up otherwise, except for opening the link. But if this email hits your email address for your organization, you can, we've been able to research the issue, it's been around Australia much earlier in the year,
yep.
You can safely ignore it, and that's what we hope that you do.